It's time to separate fat from fiction. This is Dr. Amron's Body Talk, sponsored by ExpertLiposuction.com. And now, here's the liposuction guru to the stars, Dr. David Amron, with Carrie Kasem on 97.1 The FM Talk Station.
I've got you. You are listening to Dr. David Amron's Body Talk. He's a board-certified dermatologic surgeon and a fellow of the American Academy of Cosmetic Surgery, and we are here to talk to you today all about liposuction.
Once again, yes,
once
that's
again,
true.
Separating fat from fiction. I love that. That's great, isn't it?
Yeah, that's great. How's your weekend, Carrie?
Phenomenal.
Yeah?
Phenomenal. I mean, look at the weather. It's great.
Been great.
It's great. And since I don't have the saddlebags on the side of my legs anymore, I can actually go out in a bikini. No.
Yeah, perfect. You know what I'm realizing? Sunday, we're going to try to switch this, aren't we?
Yeah, let's go to Saturday.
Because what I realize, yeah, is that Saturday night, if I ever, you know, it's a weekend, if I ever want to stay out a little bit later, I've got the radio show the next day.
Right.
And, you know, 1 hour on the radio, you've got to be a little bit on and feeling well.
Absolutely. So, and you got to be able to ride motorcycles with me in the morning.
Right.
Because,
right.
You know, it seems like you have to go out, you want to wake up a little later, and then we have to go right into the studio.
But if we switch to a Saturday, what we'll do then is celebrate with a ride on Sunday.
Perfect.
Okay, here we go.
Perfect. If you have any questions for Dr. David Amron, you can give us a call here. We are live, 888-520-9710. He's taking all of your questions on liposuction. And let me just tell people a little bit who you are, just in case they are tuning in. This is the first time listening. You are a fellow American Academy of Cosmetic Surgery, or fellow of the American Academy of Cosmetic Surgery. You've also been on tons and tons of TV shows. The Discovery Channel, The Today Show with Katie Couric, Good Morning America, CNN, BBC, KCBS Channel 2. I mean, I could go on, and I do read sometimes more. You've been on Extra. This is the greatest one.
I think you used the word accolades last week,
yes,
which I liked.
Yes, the accolades, which you did. You actually said that on the air. You said, you know, oh, I like that word. Mm. Accolades, nice. Those are some of your accolades. And you've also been called the guru of liposuction by Entertainment Tonight.
As you say every week, that's true.
That is very true. And you're doing the show, number one, because you want to get the truth out there and you want people to understand what liposuction is truly about, some of the myths about the things that claim to be as good as liposuction that are not, that may cost you a lot of money with no results. Also because I've begged you for a year to get on the air because you're so good and you've been my doctor for 8 years.
Right.
So that's why. We also have a fantastic show today. And tell us a little bit about some of our guests.
Yeah, so once again, for those that haven't heard me, like Carrie said, my name is Dr. David Amron. The show is called Body Talk, Separating Fat from Fiction. It's about liposuction, trying to clarify all this misunderstanding. I'm trying to cut against a lot of the grain with aggressive marketing that I've seen over the last few years, and bring things back to the basics in terms of choosing the right doctor. We're going to today have a very interesting show. We have a topic of the week, which is really safety, which is, you know, of utmost concern. I have to put the top on the list, and we have a guest appearance by Dr. Mark Mani, who's a plastic surgeon who very interestingly is doing facelifts under local anesthesia. And he's going to give his opinions about why he is doing that. And I think it's a trend to come.
And let's just say, you only, pretty much only, do liposuction under local anesthesia.
That's true. That's true. I've said in the past, I do it under local anesthesia, basically three reasons. First of all, it is essentially completely safe. Number two, the results tend to always be better just because you can get optimal positioning, and the recovery tends to be faster, too.
Right.
Let's start with what I like to just start with, which is a little bit of a negative thing, which is what I call the offensive ad of the week.
That's right.
And Carrie and I, Dr. Carrie Kasem and I, have a file here of ads we keep pulling from different magazines and newspapers of things that I find either inaccurate or slightly offensive. And I'm going to start with an ad here, which is in one of the local papers. Can I say what paper it is? Maybe I better not.
Better not. Okay. Better not.
Okay. So it's about liposuction, okay? And it's talking about, first of all, it's a very price-driven ad, which, you know, it's nice to list pricing on things, but once again, as I always say, it's really most important to choose the right physician, surgeon to guide you through the procedure. But there's a couple of inaccuracies I just want to bring up here. First of all, it lists a lot of the advantages of liposuction under local anesthesia, which is really true. It's a better way to do it. But one of the things it says here is you can remove up to 2 gallons of fat with liposculpture. Mm. And this is really you know, against the standards of care. 2 gallons of fat is about 8 liters of fat. The safe upper limits have been defined by the plastic surgeons and the derm surgeons that do liposuction as 5 liters. Mm. So once you're past 5 liters, you're into a very gray, dangerous area. And this is not really within the standards of care. And it sounds alluring. You know, you can remove 2 gallons and as much as possible, but you're now entering into a dangerous area. And problems are not always going to occur, but they will occur sometimes. Also, it's like I always try to say, it's not about exactly how much fat you're removing. It's about getting a great result and a natural-looking result. The second inaccuracy, which has to do with safety once again, is drive yourself home. You can drive yourself home.
So the ad actually says underneath it, drive yourself home. After you've had liposuction, it mentions drive yourself home.
Right. It says drive yourself home after the procedure.
Ridiculous.
Now, you know, most patients feel like they can drive themselves home. They feel really great. They walk out half an hour later after the operation.
I did.
They really can most likely drive themselves home.
Sure.
But you are commonly getting some sedating medications like Valium. And you've had a procedure done. It really is not safe, not only for the person having the procedure to drive themselves home, but to get in your car and to get on the road and to put others at risk after you've had a surgery done. This is not within the standards of care, and this is something that is, I think, misleading advertising, because it's trying to lure you in by making it seem like the easiest procedure,
yeah.
But it still is a surgery. It has to be taken seriously.
I mean, when I did my surgery with you, you gave me, I don't think you gave, in fact, I don't even think I took a Valium, but you did do all the tons and tons of numbing, whatever, lidocaine inside
right.
my body. That could make anyone nauseous. That could have any adverse reaction. You know, you could. And why would you put yourself at risk by driving yourself home after a surgery?
Well, again, you know, most people really can. I mean, did you feel like you could drive yourself home?
Absolutely,
after
I did.
Right.
I felt actually fine. In fact, that night I went to an awards ceremony, and I was fine. But you just don't do that, you
right?
Know?
Because you've got to dot every I and cross every T, and you can't take chances. And it's that 1 in 100 person that is feeling dizzy after the procedure that gets in a car and a problem happens. So this is why this is really not safe, and I find misleading and inaccurate advertising and against the standards of care.
Absolutely. You know, if you have any questions for Dr. David Amron, give us a call. We are live, 888-520-9710. Are you thinking about liposuction? Have you had liposuction and had a terrible time with it? Have you had a good result? Give us your thoughts. Do you have any questions at all? 888-520-9710. You know, the only cosmetic procedure you do is liposuction. That is it. And there's so many doctors.
Only cosmetic surgery I do.
Yes. Did I say procedure again?
Yes, because you're saying procedure.
I know, you do so many other procedures.
Right. I do other minor procedures like Botox and fillers and
sure.
laser surgery. But the only major cosmetic surgery I do is liposuction.
Exactly.
Correct.
Exactly. And it's so important for people out there to know that liposuction can't just be done by anybody. It can't. You want to find somebody who looks at your body like an art piece and wants to sculpt you, not just suck the fat out. It doesn't make sense. If you are a little overweight, but you're proportioned, you don't want to go in there and get your stomach sucked out. Everything else is then going to look heavier, and then you're going to be so upset. If you go in for a consultation with Dr. David Amron, he's going to take a look at you and say, these are the parts that are out of proportion, and this is what you need done. And he will not do a patient, and I know this because I've asked for, how much have I asked? I'm like, do this. I'm not happy with this. No, Carrie, that would make you look ridiculous. First of all, that's not fat. That's part of your body, and you're completely proportionate. I trust you completely because you have said no to me over and over. You could have made so much money off of me, and you didn't. You told me no. And I've now brought you all my family. I have all my friends in there. I mean, yes, you do other procedures too, so I go in for the dermatology part of you too, which you're phenomenal at. But for liposuction, I do trust you 100%. And I just want people to know that if you do, whether it's Dr. David Amron or somebody else, please make sure you know what you're getting into. Make sure this is a guy that knows what, or gal that knows exactly what they're doing, and make sure it's one of the only procedures that they do.
Well, I think that does say a lot, that it's very difficult, and we'll talk about this not today, but another hour, because I think it's a very interesting topic, is how to find the right surgeon.
That's a great topic.
It's a very difficult, you know, I get asked that a lot, you know, what do you use to judge in terms of finding the right surgeon? I think that one thing I would have to say is if a person is specializing in a procedure and the majority of their practice is built on that one procedure, then most likely they're going to be a cut above people who are doing everything. I think it's very difficult to be a jack of all trades because commonly you're a master of none. So that's one thing I think that's very important. But it's not always who's on the radio, not always who's on television, not always are they in Beverly Hills or not, not always how much they charge, not always the fact that they're referred by another doctor, because many times doctors will refer to
their friends.
People they know or their friends.
Sure.
It's not always about two or three friends of mine went to see this doctor and were happy with them, because what we're trying to do is find the doctor who is consistently achieving an excellent result. And it's a difficult thing to sort through and find. And it's a very, very interesting area. One thing I'm good. Oh, you got something for me here.
So
you ranked that piece of paper in front of the microphone.
I did. I thought this was really interesting. I found this in a magazine, and it says, "Guys sound off." And this is the question they asked guys. They said, "What do you think of a girl who goes under the knife to alter her appearance?" I thought this was very, very interesting. And you could either mark, "I'm cool with it, it's a personal decision," or the guy could mark, "It's unnecessary. Why mess with Mother Nature?" I found this very interesting, because there's so many guys that are so against plastic surgery. And this pretty, I thought it was a pretty high number with guys who thought it was okay. 40% of guys thought it was fine for women to get plastic surgery. They said, "I'm cool with it. It's a personal decision." 59% of guys said, "Don't mess with Mother Nature." Do you find that? And what, you know, I want to ask that to you listening too. If you had a significant other and they were going to go under the knife, they were going to get liposuction, they were going to get a cosmetic procedure, would you be okay with it? Or would you tell them, "No, absolutely not"? And why? 888-520-9710. 888-520-9710. I would be okay with it if they weren't the kind of, if they didn't have low self-esteem and they, you know, hated themselves.
Who?
If I was with somebody and they had low self-esteem, which I wouldn't be with somebody with low self-esteem. But.
Well, that even gets back to doing things for the wrong reasons, like we talked about last week. You've got to be, psychologically stable to undergo cosmetic surgery. But, you know, that surprises me, because you're saying, or this is, the study is saying that most men are actually not okay with it. That most men are against their significant other having cosmetic surgery. You thought it'd be more?
Oh, I thought, yeah, because many guys are like, I've heard it time and time again, "You're fine. What do you need that for? You don't need to do that." So I thought, 59% was fairly low. I thought it'd be up in the 70s. I really did. Do you get girls?
Well, what's the wording of that again? That
it says, what do you think of a girl who goes under the knife to alter her appearance?
And 59% said what?
Said it's unnecessary. Why mess with Mother Nature?
Okay, well, I guess that's a nice way to put it.
It is a nice way.
Instead of them being like, "Absolutely not." But, you know, my experience, I'd have to say, is that I guess I would think it would be that more men are against it. But what I noticed in my practice, maybe it's those men are coming in and supportive of their women, are that they're generally supportive. That then when they come in for the consultation, I'm evaluating the woman commonly, and the man is in the examination room in the chair, and sitting there quietly and supportive and asking good questions and wants to understand. And I think that's a healthy way to be about it. I think that it's always nice to hear that they want the woman to do it, if they want to do it, if the woman that wants to do it, and they're supportive of it. I think that you can't necessarily just say, "Oh, it's absolutely ridiculous. I'm completely against it."
Right.
They have to understand the role and this and that. But, I guess I respect that somebody wants to take the natural approach. I'm almost concerned when I'm doing cosmetic surgery on really a woman whose boyfriend or husband absolutely doesn't want them to get it done. I feel like a little bit like they're going to come and slash my tires in the parking lot.
Have you had bad experiences like that?
I have actually.
Where guys just gone off on you?
No, it really hasn't occurred. I've been aware of it. But one thing, there was two occasions when I did liposuction on a woman, different women, who went home that evening and got into bed with their husband or boyfriend and never told them they had surgery done. And they just waited till their husband got to bed and then went into bed afterwards, and they never told her husband. And it just really surprised me.
That is so weird that you wouldn't tell your significant other that you were going under the knife. Now, it is local anesthesia. You have a lot less, it's a lot, less of a risk.
True.
But that's terrible. If you'd like to talk to Dr. Amron and about anything liposuction, you have any questions for him, That's 888-520-9710. That's 888-520-9710. Kathy, you're on with Dr. David Amron, and I'm Carrie Kasem. What's going on?
Hi.
Hi.
On the radio?
Yeah, you are.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Don't get nervous.
I'm not.
Okay.
I try not to anyway.
You have thousands of people listening. No, I'm kidding.
I'm just talking to my room, not to anybody else.
Okay.
But anyway, I had surgery, liposculpture is what I was interested in, and to remove the fat in my stomach and my saddlebags. And so I went ahead, had the surgery also under my chin where there was some fat, like a double chin. And I went ahead and had the surgery, and I woke up during the surgery when they were actually sucking out from my stomach.
Mm. Ooh.
And he continued to do it, and he actually, you know, I felt the pain, but he said he was almost done.
Mm-hmm.
And he went ahead and went to my chin, and all of a sudden I saw blood flying up in the air and coming back down, and I realized I had been cut, and I was just bleeding.
Hmm.
And it turns out there was an emergency, and I asked them to take me to the emergency room or call the paramedics, and he wouldn't do that. And it turned out that they had to cut open my neck to stop the bleeding.
Hmm. So can I ask, Kathy, was this done, were you put under general anesthesia to begin with?
Yes.
So there was an anesthesiologist in the room?
No, there was actually a doctor's office.
A doctor's office. So they were doing the anesthesia themselves?
Right.
Okay, so they were not, I assume they were not putting you under general anesthesia, they were sedating you.
Maybe so.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, yeah. So what eventually happened?
So what happened was, I thought that, you know, my stomach would go away or whatever. I know the saddlebags were gone, but the weight started coming back in the stomach.
Mm.
And he said he cannot remove the fat that's under the muscle.
Well, that is true.
And also there's, you know, I used to have spider veins, but I guess when they did this, it seems like there's like, you can feel it, the skin feels like stretch marks.
Right. Well, listen, we're going to have to take a break soon. I'm sorry, but I just want to address
we
you
can
know, these
put her
two
on
things.
Hold. We can pick you up too during the break. So just hold on 1 second.
Do we have 45 seconds?
Yeah, you. I'm
for
putting
me?
Her on hold.
Okay,
yeah. Kathy,
let me just cut a quick.
A
you know, unfortunately, I'm sorry what happened. It sounds like he sedated you to some degree and did it partially under local anesthesia, and you started waking up. If he did it the proper way, you really should not have felt anything, and the areas would have properly numbed under local anesthesia. In terms of the bleeding that you had. I don't know what exactly went on. It's possible that he could have, you know, unfortunately got into a vein or something in the neck. Anyway, I'm sorry about what happened. If you have any more questions after the break, then we'll go ahead and take those.
Also, for people who don't want to be on the air discussing liposuction, you can call his office right now, Dr. David Amron, at 310-275-2467. That's 310-275-2467. 2467. You are listening to Dr. David Amron's Body Talk on 97.1, the FM Talk Station.
To get on the air, call 888-520-9710. That's 888-520-9710. This is Dr. Amron's Body Talk on 97.1, the FM Talk Station.
But why
should 97.1 KLSX Free FM.
Hey, it's Adam Carolla. Good news. Subaru and the Palms Casino and Resort have teamed up for the Rockin' Racing Weekend in Las Vegas, February 28th and 29th. You can hear it all on 97.1 when I broadcast live from the Palms, February 28th. And I'll be driving my Subaru WRX STI up there. Go to 97.1freefm.com and get a chance to come see me in Vegas for a three-night stay at the Palms Casino and Resort. You'll even get tickets to see my good bud, the Mighty Mighty Bosstones. We are 97.1, the FM Talk Station.
At XL Laser Vision Institute, we know that you've thought about LASIK vision correction surgery because you're tired of the hassle and the discomfort of glasses and contacts. But there's the fear and the finance, so you said no. You want a top surgeon at an affordable price. We've talked about Dr. Musa, his Harvard medical education, and his more than 50,000 LASIK surgeries, and now how affordable he makes LASIK at XL Laser Vision Institute. With no money down, no interest, and as little as $35 a month on approved credit, you can forget your glasses. I'm not asking you to take my word for it. You should meet Dr. Musa yourself. You talk to him. You'll understand. XL Laser Vision Institute has LASIK. No money down, no interest, and as little as $35 a month. If you want to see the future clearly, pick up the phone and call Dr. Musa at XL Laser Vision Institute, 866-923-9235. That's 866-923-9235. Call now. 866-923-9235.
It's the Ford President's Day Sellathon, and it's your chance to get year-end deals at the beginning of the year. So you not only get a great deal on a brand new 08, you'll get a whole year of driving fun. For 4 days only, you'll get huge factory cash. So you'll get $3,000 on the Escape, $2,500 on the stylish Fusion. Get $3,000 on Edge, Ford's hottest crossover. Or choose an F-150 Super Crew and receive an amazing $5,000. Or get 0% financing for 60 months, plus $1,000 of bonus cash. Don't wait till the end of the year to get a great deal. Get a new Ford now and start enjoying it all year long. Don't miss the four-day-only Ford President's Day Sellathon. It ends Monday.
Not all buyers will qualify for 60-month 0% APR Ford credit financing on F-150 at $16.67 per month per $1,000 finance with 10% down. Take delivery of select 08 models from dealer stock from 215 through 218-08. See dealers for complete details.
Does your company need a new facility? I'm about to tell you something you might not believe, something the conventional construction companies don't want you to know. You can save a surprising amount in both time and money with a new premium quality building. How? Talk with Anthem Steel about a pre-engineered steel building. For valuable free information, just call 1-800-500-8193. Not only does an Anthem Steel building save you time and money, it's also fully customizable. Choose the size you want. Even choose the look of brick, stone, or stucco. And you won't believe how much you can save over conventional construction. This is information traditional construction companies don't want you to know. But if you're on the verge of building a new space, choose a sturdy, pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel and put all that extra time and money where it belongs, back into your business. For valuable free information, call 1-800-500-8193. That's 1-800-500-8193. 1-800-500-8193.
Involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor. But it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-900-4409. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-900-4409. That's 1-800-900-4409.
What will life be like with more George Lopez? It'll be 5 times more Georges.
5 more Georges to love.
5 times more Angies.
5 hot wives.
5 times more beautiful daughters.
Uh-oh, that's 5 times the boyfriends.
5 times more rebellious sons.
There had to be a catch.
And 5 times more overbearing moms.
Run away!
More Lopez, more laughs. It's George Lopez 5 nights a week.
Weeknights at 11 on KCAL 9.
Tonight, Big Brother is back.
There is nothing I won't do to win.
Check out an all-new episode of Big Brother. CBS Tonight, 8, 7 Central.
Brought to you by Las Vegas' newest and most magnificent resort, the Palazzo.
The Valley's FM talk station, 97.1 Free FM.
This is Dr. Amron's Body Talk on 97.1, the FM talk station.
Just like the man said, this is Dr. David Amron's Body Talk. You can give us a call here, 888-520-9710. Dr. David Amron is your liposuction expert. In fact, you can find him at expertliposuction.com, and pretty much any of your questions are going to be answered there.
It's a very good website. Yeah, it's educational. It clarifies a lot of stuff. I mean, of course, it's before and after photographs, but it goes through my whole philosophy and approach to liposuction.
And Dr. Amron, lipo is the only cosmetic surgery you do. You know what you're talking about. You've been doing it for 14 years. You got tons and tons of accolades. You've been on a million and one television shows.
Thank you.
And
thank
we are taking your phone calls. Absolutely. Let's go. Let's go. Martha in West Covina, you're on with Dr. David Amron and Carrie Kasem. What's your question?
Well, it's more of a comment, doctor. I heard earlier that that women get liposuction and then go home, don't tell their spouses or their loved ones that they had something like that done. Well, it happened to me, but I think because I had some like insecurity issues,
mm-hmm.
he was more of a like a health freak, a bodybuilder. Mm-hmm. So I took it upon myself to have something like that done without him knowing, just mm-hmm. to keep up the look. And so he never knew, and that was it.
Did he ever know afterwards?
You ever find out?
No, I've never told him.
And you're still with him?
No, in fact, that was my next comment. I'm no longer with him because I think that what I kept searching for was like the look, but what I really needed was to look inside and,
right.
Good
and
for
look,
you.
And then look further, you know. So I did take some like therapy sessions and stuff
good.
Like that.
Good for
just
you.
So I won't have to continue to go and try to look beautiful and diet and starve myself. So
right, like I've mentioned in the past, and it was last week's show was about this. We had a psychologist talking about this. You know, it's important to not look at cosmetic surgery as a way of fixing things on the inside. I mean, it's a tool to look better, but it's not necessarily going to make you a happy person. It can temporarily make you happier, but that's the role of cosmetic surgery or liposuction.
Yeah. Well, Martha,
right.
You know, good for you. Good for you.
Yeah,
that's what I want to say.
I think that most women need to really take a look at what's inside, about what's really going on, instead of just the quick fix.
Yes, absolutely. True. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you for calling, Martha.
Okay.
That was sweet. It's
let's take one more caller before we get Dr. Monty on the
phone.
All right,
Frank in Santa Ana. Frank, you're on with Dr. David Amron.
Hey, Dr. Amron.
Hi, Scott.
Hi.
No, this one's Frank.
Oh, Frank. Hi,
yeah.
Frank.
Hey.
I see Scott. Okay.
I'm Scott on Sundays, but that's okay.
There you go.
Hey, Dr. Amron, I'm considering lipo. I've read a lot about it. I see these same ads you've been talking about,
mm-hmm.
and it gets me confused. I don't know what smart lipo is, mm-hmm. and then I read the articles and to try to discern, what's what. And I'm reading stuff about, the actual instrument they use. I'm not even sure how it's pronounced, like a candela?
Cannula.
Not cannelloni, cannula.
Okay, all right, yeah, that's what they're removing probably.
Yes.
But anyway, and I'm reading about these different types of instruments, whatever mm-hmm. you call them, the cannula.
Yes.
And I don't know what would be best for my situation. I mean, I just, I'm a 40-something male. I just want to take out probably 5 pounds around the midsection
mm-hmm.
to get the six-pack back.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what type of cannula would be best for that. And, I also read that, when they take out the fat, they take out the good fat cells mm-hmm. with the bad fat cells, mm-hmm. Which is, I would think, not a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. And are there different type of cannulas, and
yeah.
would there be a particular one that would be right for me?
Well, let me ask this question. When you get a haircut,
mm-hmm.
do you pay attention to the scissors that the hairstylist is using?
No.
Okay. Well, I got to tell you that in some ways, liposuction is the same thing. So what I'm kind of getting at is it's not about exactly what instruments are being used. It's not about the technologies, like I've always said. It's about the artistry and skills of the person doing it. And that's, again, what why I'm on the air, what this show is really about, because it is getting more and more confusing for patients to sort through all the misinformation out there and aggressive marketing advertising. The media plays a role in this because they're always trying to represent something as being better, and it's not really about that. And so what I commonly say in this case is what's important is to find the right surgeon and not just look for either a cannula or a technology. And go on my website, because there, again, there's a lot of information. It goes through my approach, my philosophy, how I approach each area, and that's what's really important. And also making sure that you really truly are a good candidate, Because, like I've said, lipo is not about just losing weight. It's about targeting stubborn, disproportionate areas.
Exactly. That's what I want to do. I mean, I'm fine with everything except one area. I can't get rid of it.
Good. So you're probably a good candidate then, because you've got disproportion and a stubborn area, and that's what lipo is really about.
Frank, that's exactly what... I'm skinny. I'm a skinny girl. People are like, you had liposuction? I could not, no matter how much working out I did, could not get rid of, you know, certain problem areas. They wouldn't go away.
Men have the same problem,
yep.
Let me tell you.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Probably about a third of what people I do, 30% are men.
Yeah. Well, okay. Thanks,
probably
Frank.
Probably going to increase.
Yeah. Yes, it probably
absolutely.
Will.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Frank. If you have any other questions for Dr. David Amron, you don't want to be in error to discuss your issues, you can give him a call, 310-275-2467. There's people in the office today, 310-275-2467. But right now we have a very special guest.
Yeah, so why don't you tell them who Dr. Mark Mani is,
yeah,
and then I'll tell them why I'm bringing him on the show.
Well, Dr. Mark Mani is a well-known Beverly Hills plastic surgeon. Plastic surgeon. And he does surgery using local anesthesia, like you.
He does, yes.
Yes, he does.
Yes. Well, I'm going to talk about that, but the other accolades.
I'm not finished with the accolades.
All right.
I'm not. He graduated with honors from Harvard University and received his medical school and residency training at Baylor College of Medicine. Dr. Mani's practice was featured in the New York Times Television 10-episode documentary Plastic Surgery, Beverly Hills. It aired on the Learning Channel. He's also been on Discovery Health. He's been experts on tons and tons of TV shows like The Dr. Phil Show, Discovery Health, Hollywood Extras, Hollywood Makeovers. This is Dr. Mark Mani.
Well, let me tell you, Mark, are you on the phone?
Yes, I am.
Hello
okay.
there.
Let me just tell the listeners why I'm bringing you on. I've known Mark for many years. He's a great guy. He's a very, very honest surgeon with a lot of integrity and does very good work. But interestingly, Mark Mani is now starting to do more and more facelifts under local anesthesia, and this kind of has to do with the whole safety thing that I've always kind of talked about, that general anesthesia has certain inherent risks, and definitely local anesthesia is safer. And I'm wondering, Mark, is this one of the trends that you're noticing?
Yes, David, I think it is. And first of all, thank you both for having me on the show.
Absolutely.
Really appreciate it. And it's an honor. And it's true. It really is kind of a trend, David. And we've talked about this. You know, I've seen the spectacular results that you get with local anesthesia, and I think it does help, like we talked about, with positioning of the patient. It helps you kind of isolate certain areas. But really the issue with other surgeries like I do facelifts and in particular, and I won't lie, I mean the majority of my surgeries I do under general anesthesia, but with the more minor facelifts we're doing now, people coming in at younger ages, it really does work and it does take out a certain element. It increases the safety because you're not using general anesthesia. There are certain key risks with general anesthesia that you have to explain to patients, and when you use local anesthesia, you can get just as good or better result without those risks.
Do people freak out when they say they're not going to, you tell them you don't want to put them out?
No, I assume that Dr. Mani is doing patients that themselves are interested in doing it under local anesthesia. Isn't that true?
That's very true, yes.
Right.
I mean, and like we talk about, you know, there's more of a trend towards having smaller procedures done at a younger age. And a lot of those, particularly when it comes to facial rejuvenation, a lot of those really can be done. And I think as plastic surgeons, we get into a groove or a habit of doing things under general just by reflex. But the fact is, even when we do them under general anesthesia, we use a lot of local anesthesia. And just with maybe sometimes a little sedation or sometimes just straight local anesthesia, you can do an effective facial rejuvenation procedure under local anesthesia.
There's right. always a risk with general, and I know both of you guys do surgery. Is it takes some of the anxiety, I'm not sure if that's the right term, anxiety out of doing a procedure when you're just doing local?
Well, let me jump in for a second. You know, first of all, I want to clarify, I've got nothing wrong with general anesthesia. General anesthesia is a wonderful thing, and thank God we have it.
Right.
Lipo in general has had a track record of having specific problems. And Mark, I don't know if you know, there was a study actually in 2000 that showed about a 1 in 5,000 mortality rate of lipo under general anesthesia because it's a big setup for clot formations going to the lungs.
Right.
But general is really, really fine and necessary for many procedures. So I think it's fine. And in most cases, facelifts should be done under general anesthesia. But I think that there are a lot of people out there who don't want general anesthesia. And this is that it's interesting that it can be done under local anesthesia facelift.
Right, that's very true. And you're right, that's a good point. I think liposuction in particular, for some reason, the combination of liposuction with general anesthesia had a larger risk, and we know about that. But you're right. I mean, the risk is still there, especially the longer the procedure takes. And it really depends on the patient, too, David, as you know. I mean, I'm always sizing up a patient to see if they'll be able to tolerate being on the table for a while. But most patients, I think that would be the number one anxiety that patients come in with when they see me, as you know, am I going to go completely to sleep? And they sometimes are nervous about this. And being able to take it away is a nice alternative.
Yeah, so you can offer them, if they come in with their main fear of the risk of general anesthesia, you can offer them an alternative.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's very interesting.
Yeah, that's what my first question was, because I was wondering if people get more worried about going under completely or worried about being awake during a surgical procedure.
Well, I think it's all how you present it to them, and if you explain to them that if the fact that they're going to be awake really increases the safety of the procedure, then that takes that anxiety away.
Right.
And you know, and I think that David has spoken on that as well.
Right. Well, you know, the relationship begins in the consultation, the trust that they give you, and when you're doing things under local anesthesia, I mean, it definitely takes a lot more caring in certain ways for the patient. You know, you're not just being able to knocking him out and getting to work on them. So you've got to, like, get them the right mindset to do this under local anesthesia.
Right, and another thing I found doing some of these procedures under local is that I get to know the patient a lot better. During the procedure, I get to talk to them and talk them through it, and as long as you have that relationship with the patient, it makes it much easier.
Right, right. Mark, I want to make sure Carrie gets your information out there. For those of you, of you listeners who are interested in facial procedures, facelifts under local anesthesia, Dr. Mark Monty can be reached at...
Go ahead.
It's 310-203-0511, or my website, which is MarcMani.com.
Okay, say it. What is it?
It's markmani.com, which is MarcMani.com.
And you can always call Dr. David Amron's office and ask for Dr. Mark Monty's number. Thank you so much for being on with
Mark,
us.
Mark, thanks very much. Have a great weekend.
Thank you
very
much. Thanks a lot. Good night.
Good night. And if you have any questions at all for Dr. David Amron, you can call him now, 310-275-2467. That's 310-275-2467. We'll be back with Dr. David Amron's Body Talk on 97.1, the FM talk station.
To get on the air, call 888-520-9710. That's 888-520-9710. This is Dr. Amron's Body Talk on 97.1, the FM talk station.
Repeats in my ear.
97.1 KLSX 3 FM.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Taxicab Over-Accessorizer.
Mr. Taxicab Over-Accessorizer.
Bobbleheads, tropical air freshener, an antique chandelier. You've got it all covered. In tinsel and Mardi Gras beads.
I can't see the road.
When it comes to interior design, you don't trust anything that can't be plugged into a cigarette lighter.
Can I use a toaster?
No matter where they're going, your passengers always ask the same question. Is this a taxi cab or a Turkish bazaar?
How much for the candelabra?
So take a day off and crack open an ice cold Bud Light night of the knick-knack. Because only you can proudly say, yes, I do have junk in my trunk.
Mr. Taxi Cab Over Accessorizer.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Tax-free passive income. Sounds good, doesn't it? Well, Jason Hartman and Platinum Properties Investor Network can help you achieve wealth with innovative new investing solutions. Jason's Platinum team helps people invest in growing markets nationwide. They research the best areas, negotiate with developers, pre-screen property managers, and have unique financing solutions. Platinum Properties Investor Network is the complete solution for real estate investors, and they're with you every step of the process. Call Jason's team right now at 1-840-JASON to register for their next educational event, or listen to the free podcast at jasonhartman.com. Use America's best investment, real estate, to grow your wealth and start building a portfolio of properties that will provide you with tax-free passive income for years to come, starting with only $20,000. Call 1-800-40-JASON. That's 1-800-40-JASON. And listen to Jason's free Creating Wealth podcast at jasonhartman.com.
Attend the next seminar, Creating Wealth 202, on Saturday, February 23rd at 10 a.m. in Newport Beach. To register, call 1-800-40-JASON.
During the Volkswagen Sign, Then Drive event, practically the only thing you need to get into a new VW is your signature.
Okay, sir. Let's get you into a Jetta.
How much is the down payment?
Nothing. Just your signature.
Oh, I didn't mention the first month's payment.
Naturally.
That's also nothing. Sign here. Oops, forgot the security deposit, of course.
Of course.
Nothing for that either. You're John Hancock, please. You'll need to sign on the dotted line. You always dot your I's with a smiley face, do you?
Only when I'm happy.
Back for a limited time, take advantage of the Sign, Then Drive event and get any 2008 Volkswagen for practically just your signature. No down payment, no first month's payment, zero due at signing.
Offer ends February 29th, 2008. For example, lease a 2008 Jetta S with manual transmission for $249 a month for 36 months and pay nothing at signing, excluding taxes, title, options, and dealer charges. See dealer for details or call 1-800-DRIVE-EW.
The Sign, Then Drive event is back. Right now, you can get into any new 08 Volkswagen for practically just a signature. Stop by your Southern California Volkswagen dealer to take advantage today. Visit SoCalVW.com to find a dealer near you.
Everyone is talking about Zip Fizz because Zip Fizz is the number one selling powdered energy drink in America. Zip Fizz is crushing the competition because it's the best tasting energy drink with no sugar, hours of sustained energy, and no crash. Zip Fizz is the healthy alternative to sports and energy drinks that comes in the pop top tube. Stop feeding your body all that sugar laden junk and drink your vitamins and energy. Zip Fizz is a clean energy packed mix of 25 vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Zip Fizz has only 10 calories per serving. Hours of sustained energy and no crash. Zip Fizz is the complete energy supplement loaded with vitamin C, 30 times more electrolytes than the leading sports drink, loaded with your daily B12. Oh, and four flavors that actually taste great. All in the pop-top tube that mixes easily into your water bottle. Professional athletes, Hollywood, even your neighbors know why Zip Fizz is America's number one powdered energy drink. Now it's your turn to experience Zip Fizz. Pick up Zip Fizz today at club stores, Rite Aid, Vitamin Shoppe, and Target stores.
If you own a business, you may know that incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
The simple truth is, no matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing your personal assets, your car, your home, even your life savings, if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from the Company Corporation. 1-800-500-0898.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer to incorporate. Use the Company Corporation. They don't offer legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating simple. Their only mission is to help people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Call now for your free guide, 1-800-500-0898. That's 1-800-500-0898. 1-800-500-0898.
Guaranteed fresh or we'll brew it new. Guaranteed fresh or we'll brew it new. Guaranteed
Rick,
fresh or we'll brew it new.
Rick, anyone know what's wrong with Rick?
You know 7-Eleven's coffee guarantee?
Where they'll brew you new coffee?
That's the one. Old Rick here thought it'd be funny to see if they'd really do it.
I guess they did.
Yeah. Like 100 times.
Introducing the fresh coffee guarantee from 7-Eleven. If your cup's not fresh and full of flavor, we'll brew it new for you, no matter how many times you ask.
Guaranteed fresh, fresh.
Thank heaven.
At participating stores.
Live from the Miller Lite Lounge, this is 97.1 KLSX, Free FM.
You are listening to Dr. David Amron's Body Talk. I'm Carrie Kasem. We are taking all of your calls, anything concerning liposuction. And that's at 888-520-9710. That's 888-520-9710. Dr. David Amron is a board-certified dermatologic surgeon and a fellow of the American Academy of Cosmetic Surgery. And lipo is the only cosmetic surgery that you do, Dr. David Amron. That's
true.
Very
once
true.
Again.
True, true. So if you have any questions at all, you can give us a call. 888-520-9710. Scott, who's been holding forever, Scott in L.A., what is your question for Dr. Amron?
I have a friend, girlfriend, who's like 400, 350, something like that, and she says she's going to lose it all and get back to, I guess, 100, 150, something like that. And I was wondering what that would look like. She's in her 50s.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, definitely, you know, liposuction is a tool to reduce areas of disproportion. It has, you know, basically nothing to do with being overweight, a normal weight, or even underweight. Your girlfriend is definitely overweight, and primarily what your girlfriend needs to do is lose the weight. I can't necessarily say what she's going to look like when she loses 200 pounds, but she definitely needs to lose weight one way or another. Now, let me just go on. If she has areas that are out of proportion, even though she is 200 pounds overweight, what liposuction can do is give her a huge head start by reducing those most stubborn areas, and many times it motivates her to continue to lose weight. I just saw a woman a couple days ago who was about 350 pounds also, and definitely we talked about this. She needs to lose weight, but I am going to go ahead and remove 5 liters, hopefully, from her most out of proportion area, and it'll give her a huge head start.
So if she does lose the weight and she gets some liposuction, would her skin sag?
Well, it depends on what her skin tone is like. I mean, 200 pounds is quite overweight, and it's possible she has a lot of excess skin from that, but sometimes not. Sometimes people really, the skin is very elastic. How old is she to begin with?
She's 50, 49.
Well, she's you know, likely she's going to have to look into something, some lifting procedures, either tummy tuck or other body lifting procedures to improve the excess loose skin. You know, what you might want to do is have her come in and see me. If I feel there's a role for a liposuction to begin with, if she's very out of proportion and overweight, it can give her a very big head start.
Okay, well, I'll talk with her about it.
Okay, excellent. Thank you, Scott.
Thanks, Scott.
Thank you.
Have a good one. And if you have questions for Dr. David Amron, you can call him at his office. You can actually call him now, 310-275-2467, and he'll get right back to you. That's 310-275-2467. Misty in Manhattan Beach, you're on with Dr. David Amron. Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Misty.
What's your question?
Hi, how are you? I'm calling about the rippling fact on that I've seen before on people's legs where they have liposuction and it bumps.
Mm-hmm.
What is that caused from?
Okay. It mostly has to do with technique. It has to do with how well the liposuction was done. And this is very difficult to always just communicate in a couple minutes verbally. But it has to do with technique. It has to do with how well it was done. Commonly, liposuction is done overly aggressively. The fat is thinned out too much. Everybody wants all the fat removed, but that's not the goal with lipo. The goal is to get a beautiful result. So if you're overly aggressive, the skin will take on a rippled, thinner sort of look to it. So that's one reason it can occur. Second reason it can occur is the liposuction is done in an irregular fashion. It's done unevenly. Third, as a surgeon is doing the liposuction, if he is poking or jabbing or tenting or lifting the skin from underneath, and I see this commonly on television and it makes me cringe, he will be irritating the dermis, the underneath part of the skin where the collagen is. You will get uneven pullback of the skin and rippling and indentations. Lastly, it depends on how he approaches the area. If it's the outer thighs, for example, or the inner thighs, my approach is to always stay vertical in those areas and not to be horizontal, because if you're horizontal, you're going to create some fibrous tissue in a band-like fashion that will cause unevenness. So, you know, again, what I try to get across over and over again, it's in the hands and skills of the person doing the procedure. And if it's done well with good judgment technique, you get an outstanding result. Like, for example, my revision rate is about 1 in 1,000. I almost never have to go back and correct it. Nationally, it's 1 in 4.
Can you go back and correct it if you've had it done and have that problem?
Well, I talked about this last week with somebody on the phone, on the air. It depends on how bad the rippling is. If it's quite a bit of unevenness, then what I will commonly do is take a very flat, small spatula cannula and smooth out the unevenness. But you've got to be careful not to have the area sink in more. Mm-hmm. Sometimes if there are pockets of indentations, I will take fat from other areas and transfer them into it. Sometimes I will use a technique called thermage, which is radio frequency, to give a little bit of tightening to the skin.
Which works.
It's quite good.
I
yeah.
love it. You
Carrie,
know
Carrie
I do.
Loves it.
I love it.
Carrie loves
yes.
it. But it's good. It can help. But sometimes, I got to be honest with you, it's very difficult. And this is why it's so important to nail the results the first time you're in there. It's very difficult. I do a lot of revision work to go back and fix bad liposuction. Again, it's like fixing a bad haircut. Sometimes there's only so much you can do with it.
Right. Yeah. What about...
Was this a friend? Yeah. This is a friend who had this done?
No, I actually had it done.
Okay.
And I've had a little bit of rippling. I like the contour, but the rippling, now it almost looks like I have cellulite, which wasn't prominent before I had the liposuction.
How long ago was it done?
About a year ago.
Okay. How old are you?
I am 45.
Okay.
Nobody can see. I forget sometimes too. Nobody knows who you are.
Yeah, well,
but
you know,
in very good shape.
Okay. Well, so you know, again, it probably is to a great degree from the liposuction. As we all age, too, things tend to want to settle a little bit, and the settling in the upper outer thigh area can make it look a little bit more rippled. And what you might want to do is also get in as good shape as possible. Build your butt muscles because it helps to pull everything in and make things smoother.
Uh-huh.
But again, why don't you come in and I'll take a look and tell you what I think you should do. Is there, if there's anything I can do to improve it, I'll be honest and tell you.
Great. Thank you for your expertise.
Sure.
Thank you.
Thanks for your question.
Bye. And if anybody else has any questions, you don't want to be on air, you can call Dr. David Amron's office right now, 310-275-2467. That's 310-275-2467. Also, you can ask for Dr. Mark Mani's number, who is on the air with us about 15 minutes ago discussing facelifts under local anesthesia, which is pretty remarkable.
Right, right. Yeah. So, you know, I wanted to, we've just got a few minutes left, right, until the break?
Just a couple.
I wanted to try to get to some lists, because I love lists. I think it's you know, you try to, like, guess what the number one thing is. I always remember from Letterman, his lists were very entertaining. So each
I love
week,
how you walk in. You walked in today, and you said, I have a list. I have a list just like Letterman. I love lists.
Right, I made my list last night.
I love it.
I made one of these lists. So, you know, we'll start onto this list today, and maybe we'll continue it next week. And this list is about the top five myths, M-Y-T-H-S, regarding liposuction. The top five misunderstandings regarding liposuction. And number one, I'm going to say is, because the topic of today was safety, right. Liposuction is dangerous. Okay, so liposuction can be dangerous. Liposuction is a surgery, and to just say it's dangerous is partially true and partially not true. I basically break liposuction into two ways of doing this procedure, under general anesthesia, and like I mentioned earlier, general anesthesia and lipo has had a lot of problems over the years, about a 1 in 5,000 death rate. Lipo under local anesthesia, when done properly, has never had a death in 20 years, so it's essentially completely safe. So lipo, if it's under local anesthesia, is really not dangerous and essentially completely safe. Let's go on to myth number two. The fat comes back. Well, the fat really doesn't come back. Whatever amount of fat tissue you're removing, and this is why it's so important to have the fat removed with liposuction and why other things are not going to really work, because you're not removing the fat cells and fat tissue. Whatever is removed doesn't come back. So if I take an area and I remove 85 or 90% of the fat in that area, you're going to store 85 to 90% less fat in that area, and that's permanent. So it should not be coming back. If it's coming back, it's coming back for other reasons, sometimes due to looseness and not just fat.
Or overeating.
Or overeating, right.
Sure.
Well,
you know, people use liposuction as a tool to lose weight, which is absolutely wrong.
Right.
And you overeat, it's going to come back.
Right, right. You want to take a telephone caller?
You know what? We have 1 minute. We can take the telephone calls that have just come in. Well, we can take them off the air.
How about that? Take them quickly.
All right, we have 30 seconds. Cynthia, you've got 30 seconds. What's your question?
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Well, you're sorry. I'm going in to have a breast aug and a tummy tuck, and my doctor wants me to also do some pretty extreme liposuction along with the tummy tuck. And I don't know. I just thought I'd call and see what you think.
Okay, let me quickly answer that. Like I've said in the past, I strongly feel that the risks go up as you start adding on procedures and you add on the length of surgery. Specifically, liposuction, along with a tummy tuck and breast surgery, really drives the risks up. So I recommend doing lipo separately, ideally under local anesthesia, and doing your tummy tuck and breast surgery separately under general anesthesia.
Oh, that's fast.
Would you do the surgery first, then tummy tuck?
You know, I ideally would do the lipo first and then do the tummy tuck afterwards. I'd wait 6 weeks. It's a better way to do it. Come see me, and I'll tell you my approach. Go on the website,
www.expertliposuction.com.
Thanks, Cynthia. Great. Thank you, doctor. Bye.
Thank you.
And if you have any other questions during the week or today, you can call Dr. Amron at 310-275-2467.
Yeah, and we're going to continue with those myths next week.
Absolutely.
I've got three more to talk to you about.
Absolutely. 310-275-2467 or expertliposuction.com. You are listening to Dr. David Amron's Body Talk. I'm Carrie Case, and we'll be back next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. You want to hear my bat noise? Okay, you're listening to 97.1, the FM Dog Station. But why should
I try to resist? NASCAR is back at California Speed.